Good evening, everyone. My name is Richard Knabb, one of the senior hurricane specialists here at the National Hurricane Center, with our 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Ike. We have a lot of data to investigate Hurricane Ike this evening based on aircraft reconnaissance data and some radar data from coastal radars. We believe that maximum sustained winds in Ike have increased to 110 miles per hour. That makes Ike a high-end Category 2 hurricane. It's right now centered about 100 miles to the southeast of the upper Texas coast. Continues moving off to the west-northwest at about 13 miles per hour. It's the center of circulation. It's still several hours away from landfall. But again, Hurricane Ike remains an extremely large hurricane, and because of that, very dangerous winds and storm surges are already arriving on the coast, and really is just about time to be hunkered down where you're going to stay for the duration of the storm. We are starting to see the center of circulation on radar, some indications on the radar that the cyclone is becoming a little better organized, and that's consistent with the fact that the winds have increased. There is still some opportunity for Ike to strengthen during the last several hours before making landfall. It could become a Category 3 or major hurricane before or as it reaches the coast. But really, it doesn't matter a whole lot at this point. A 5 or 10 mile an hour change in the intensity at this point is not going to change the significant impacts that we anticipate Ike will have. Storm surges of 20, maybe even a few spots of 25 feet near into the east of where the cyclone center crosses the coast. And because Ike is so large, the storm surges and strong winds could extend well to the east of where the center of circulation comes ashore, so don't pay attention too much just to that circulation center. In addition to the storm surges, obviously hurricane force and tropical storm force winds are going to impact a large area of Texas and Louisiana, not just at the coast, but well inland, well into tomorrow. In addition to that, heavy rainfall, 5 to 10 inches in many spots. A few locations could get up to 15 inches. Also the possibility of isolated tornadoes as we go through tonight. From the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, I'm Hurricane Specialist Richard Knapp.